Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Grant and Dave. Let's go around the NFL, shall we? Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. First stop around the NFL in Dallas. Ezekiel Elliott's appeal of his six-game suspension will focus on testimony given by the Cowboys star's former girlfriend to the NFL, according to documents obtained by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Reading from ESPN.com, Elliott will file his appeal tomorrow, 4 days after the NFL originally suspended the tailback who led the league in rushing last year. He's going to argue, according to the documents, that his ex-girlfriend Tiffany Thompson made multiple threats to ruin his career. The appeal also will highlight text messages from Thompson that encouraged a friend to lie to police about an alleged domestic assault in July 2016. Elliott's father, Stacey Elliott, tweeted Monday that his son's legal team is ready to fight and copied a portion of the Star-Telegram's report. Six-game suspension for Ezekiel Elliott. We talked a lot about this Friday, Danny. You weren't here. Changes the complexion of the division. I now think the Giants should be the favorite, not the Cowboys. Elliott, if he did wrong and if he did assault his ex-girlfriend, deserves to be suspended several games. But there is a lot of damaging evidence on his side here as well, that she was indeed looking to hurt his career. There are witnesses who corroborate his stories also. And remember, legally, this was not able to be tried.
Right.
They threw it out. Now, legally, you've got to know that he did it, whereas in civilly speaking, in this case for the
more
league,
more probable than
not. They just got to assume that something happened. But this is just getting started.
It's incredibly complicated. And again, people will point to Josh Brown's one-game suspension. This is one six games. Nobody can tell the difference. There's more complication than this, but here's the main difference. This time, the witness cooperated with the NFL, whereas Josh Brown's wife didn't want to come forward and didn't want to answer their questions, didn't want to deal with it. Take that for what it's worth. I don't know. I don't know what's fair. I know that people are celebrating and pumping their fists because, a domestic abuser is going to be suspended a bunch. Listen, man, this is complicated. That's what I'll say about it. A
couple of details real quick before you move on from this report, which is what Elliott's going to use to argue his side via the Star-Telegram in Dallas. The report details a text message in which Thompson, that's the ex-girlfriend, told Elliott, quote, "You better be smart and not be a dumb man," end quote. After not being allowed in the after party, she was heard yelling and screaming that your career is over and then proceeded to call the police. Elliott is also 100% certain Thompson told him on July 22nd, "You are a black male athlete. I'm a white girl. They are not going to believe you." Now, just him saying that she said that isn't going to be enough. He'd have to obviously be able to prove it. Per the documents, there is not yet any more detail as to how else he'll plan on fighting this, but these are some of the things that have come out.
Sure, and then on the other side, there are the pictures that were taken of bruises and different things. So again, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the arbiter in this case. That kind of appears to be the next step, whether Goodell himself will hear the appeal or if he's going to move.
It also doesn't change, by the way, Danny, that while he's being investigated, while the league's determining his suspension, he's punching someone in a club, and he's taking off a girl's shirt and showing her breasts at a parade. He's acting like a complete and utter fool.
That is all a part of consideration, I would say. Moving on, another running back, a guy that's probably the top of a lot of fantasy draft boards, Devontae Freeman, concussion. He's in the league's concussion protocol, somebody that a lot of people are interested in, rightfully so. The dynamic multi-threat is in the concussion protocol, as I said. Will not play this weekend against the Steelers. Someone out of the concussion protocol, Miami Dolphins running back and gangbuster in the second half of the season, another fantasy darling, Jay Ajayi, out of the concussion protocol, which is good news for the Dolphins running back.
Our former producer. The Tampa Bay Bucks have released Roberto Aguayo. Their general manager's name is Jason Licht. He says the decision to release kicker Roberto Aguayo on Saturday was his way of owning up to the mistake he made in drafting the player a year ago. He says that's not going to stop him from making bold moves in the future. Here is a quote from MMQB.com, and this story is on ESPN.com. "I'm owning up to it," the GM said. I'm owning up to it by releasing him. It was a bold move, and it didn't work out. I don't want know what else to say. I know I have the support of my coach and my ownership. First of all, you're missaying bold. It was a terrible move.
Awful.
It was an awful move.
Should never happen.
Drafting a kicker in the second round, I don't care if you trade up or not, which they did, by the way, which makes it worse, is unforgivably stupid. It's a terrible amateur hour, fantasy football player in a league for the first time ever move. Inexcusable and just utterly fireable as far as I'm concerned.
If I was the owner, and it's again, I'd make a terrible football owner. We've talked about this a million times. But if I was the owner, I would say, okay, what's the plan? And he would tell him what the plan is. And I would say, you're sure? That's the final answer. He would say, yes. I'd say, okay, you're fired. Who's the next in charge? Who has right. the better plan? I go, our plan is to draft the kicker. Okay, you're fired. I'd get somebody that would not do that with my second round pick.
At the time, I was bound and determined to get the best kicker we possibly could. I thought Roberto had the chance to be a special kicker in the league for a long time. That's a position that had been a rough spot for us. Again, never worth a second round pick.
Ever once.
Last year in his only year in Tampa Bay, Aguayo as a rookie, 71%, 22 of 31. Now, everyone thinks because he was bad, it made him the worst pick ever.
Nope.
I think the fact that he was drafted where he did made him the worst kick ever.
If he was 31 for 31, terrible pick.
Sebastian Janikowski, as an example, has had an amazing career for two decades almost for Oakland.
Terrible pick.
I'm not going to call it terrible, but it wasn't a good one.
He was a first-rounder.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The final straw came Friday night when he missed an extra point and missed wide right on a 47-yard field goal attempt against the Bengals. He's since been signed by the Bears.
So this is some news. Katie Sowers is added full-time to the 49ers coaching staff. They're the second NFL team with a woman as a full-time member of their coaching staff. She was a coaching fellow over the summer, which is, I don't know exactly how that works. It's almost like a coaching internship program is the way I would kind of describe it. And they extended her a season-long coaching position. So good for her.
What's her title?
I'm going to find that specifically. I don't have it. I know that she said it's, according to the Pro Football Talk story I read, she's accepted a full-time coaching position. I don't know that it's been necessarily defined. I don't know if she's an offensive assistant, et cetera. Just some vague quotes from her about, I've realized my dream. I've taken this unorthodox path, and this is really cool. I'm glad to do it. So I don't know exactly what her title is, but she'll be a full-time assistant.
Good for her. Jordan Matthews is week to week. Chip fracture. What is that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Don't know.
Chip fracture in his sternum. You can tell I'm not a doctor. I'm staring at this like it's a bunch of words that don't belong in our language. Jordan Matthews suffered a chip fracture in his sternum during his first practice with the Bills and is considered week to week. The team announced Monday. Remember, three-team deal, they just brought him over. He lands, he gets off the plane, he gets used to his new teammates off the field, then he practices for the first time, and he suffers this chip fracture. Yeah. Now he's week to week. That is a brutal break for Buffalo and for Matthews. Immensely productive in Philadelphia. They're going to miss him. For a big guy, he's really good and shifty in the slot. He gave the Redskins fits. I will not miss him in the division.
He is a good player, and probably on team can't get right. Marquise Lee, a guy that I like, part of that young receiving core in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's going to stink. Every pundit that puts themselves on the line and says Jacksonville's going to be good, and they've done it for each of the last several seasons, is wrong. They're going to stink again. As long as Blake Bortles is your quarterback, you have no chance. Marquise Lee, one of his weapons, high ankle sprain. Now, if you are a Redskins fan, I always bring this name up. Steven Alexander was day-to-day with an ankle sprain, a high ankle sprain, and he missed 15 weeks. High ankle sprain stink. They robbed me of an athletic tight end before athletic tight ends were cool. Marquise Lee, high ankle sprain, may miss the start of the season.
I used to love Steven Alexander.
He could play.
Big tight end. Did he wear number 80? Or did he wear 87?
Oh, man. I want to say it was 80, but I can't swear to it
now. I think he was 80. I'm going to look it up right now on Pro Football Reference.
He was one of these dudes before it was cool to have a receiving tight end.
Yeah, he was like one of my favorite Redskins. Number 80. And he ended up playing for a bunch of teams at the end of his career. San Diego, Denver, Detroit. But yes, he caught 50 balls with the Redskins in 2000. I would have taken the over on that. Never caught more than 47 passes in a season. Would have assumed he had like a 70 catch year, but that really didn't happen back then.
It wasn't done then.
Let's do this to wrap up the show next. We've got a few pairs of tickets to give away. We still have three pairs, I believe, to the Kirk Cousins Live special on Sunday, August 20th. You've got to be able on Sunday, August 20th to come to the studio to hang out with me and Danny and Kirk Cousins in a small group setting as we broadcast live that day here on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to get tickets to that event, you want to play a game next, we'll play a little Name That Redskin.
Name That Redskin.
If you don't get through on the phones, it's okay. You can play in your car. It's the most fun you'll have all day. We give you three hints. You have to tell us which Redskin we're talking about. We'll play next for the tickets. Line them up, 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.